Good morning, my friends. I hope you've had a little time to practice with breath anchor, with anchoring in your senses, and with expanding your sense of choice as you are becoming more able to mindfully consider your experience related to the choices that you have in this life. This time of relative isolation due to the pandemic of COVID-19 has given many of us an opportunity to take a look at what is actually essential. Do I need to go here 4 times a week? Or could I get it done from home? Or once a week? Some of us have noticed that the relationships that we live in have become more connected as a result of staying in together. And for others, the sense of friends being more than an arm's distance away as we see them on Zoom might make us think about, how do I want to spend my time with my friends once I'm able to make that choice? And so our meditation today is about choices. Imagination. Mindfully noticing exactly where you are at that time. Allowing the wonder to be part of your experience. And to ask yourself the question, whenever it arises, in a mindful way. What do I want to do from here? What do I want to change? What do I want to keep? What is God asking me to do? What am I asking me to do? So today I'll be reading you a poem after we settle into our meditation and ask you to consider those questions. Each day, we will again have a choice about how we spend, invest, give, or waste our time. All of which are possible. So let us be seated in your comfortable posture, your back extended, your spine, your chest elevated, your shoulders dropping, and your breath breathing. That's right, the breath breathes us. We don't breathe it. It is a God-given and body-received source of life itself. So using your breath to settle, allow yourself to breathe in for the count of 2 and breathe out for the count of 5. Allow the out-breath to steady and calm you and anchor you as it releases everything, every scrap of breath that is left in your body, and then calls the next one in. Notice exactly how that happens. Where is the beginning of the breath? Where's the middle? And where's the end? Follow it with mindfulness. Some of you may be quite familiar with this poem by Mary Oliver, who has to be one of the most mindful and aware human beings I can even ever imagine. If you ever want to know what mindfulness sounds like, use your time to read her poetry. Imagine that she is talking to you. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass. The one who is eating sugar out of my hand. Who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down. who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. Now I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything come and die at last, and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Sitting in your mind with that last thought. Question. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Simply allowing your imagination looking at any thoughts that arise about possibilities that you haven't taken up yet in your life, or ones that you have and you cherish them, even though you're separated from them right now. Going from here forward, tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? And sitting with that question, breathing in the next few minutes of silence. How are you going to spend or invest your hours once this period of restriction is over? Who are you going to spend your time with? What projects will you choose to focus on? What dreams are longing to be expressed? And can you be ready to step forward and take the next right step toward them? And if not now, then when? In so many ways, with all of its difficulties and fear and uncertainty, this time of the pandemic, when everything ordinary has been thrown up in the air and hasn't come down yet, we don't even know how it will come down, is a marvelous opening for mindfulness practice. And for this beautiful question that Mary Oliver hands us, what will you do with your one wild and precious life when this period of time comes to a close? Bringing your awareness back to the room, take these questions with you out into the world today, or right next to you if you're not going out into the world today, right in your mind. Namaste. Amen.